This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Today, in a historic joint statement, Japan, the Republic of Korea, and the United States announced their united commitment to strengthen their security cooperation in the Indo-Pacific region.
Today, we've made history with the first ever standalone summit between the leaders of our three countries, as well as our commitment to meet together on the leader level annually and to have all our relative cabinet member people meet on a regular basis from this point on, not just this year, not next year, forever. That's the intention.
U.S. President Joe Biden. Their meeting and their agreement comes at a time that the three countries are on an increasingly tense ledge in their relationship with China and North Korea. China did hold a joint naval and air combat readiness patrol around the island of Taiwan on Saturday, according to a state media outlet, Xinhua. ECOWAS says it has set a date for a military intervention to restore democracy in Niger if diplomatic efforts fail. More from Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn.
The news came at the end of a two-day meeting between West African army chiefs in Ghana's Accra, where strategies around a possible use of force in Niger were discussed. ECOWAS has said such action would be a last resort. Abdul Fatwa Musa is the ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security.
We are ready to go.
Musa said a peaceful resolution remained the preferred option, but stressed that the bloc would not engage in endless dialogue with the junta.
That is Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. They said there is a date set, but have not revealed what that date is. This is VOA News. Hurricane Hilary is churning off Mexico's Pacific coast as a powerful Category 4 storm, threatening to unleash torrential rains and mudslide-prone border cities of Tijuana and Southern California before heading further up the coast. It'll be the first tropical storm there in 84 years. Forecasters warn the storm could cause extreme flooding, mudslides, and even tornadoes. No tropical storm has made landfall in Southern California since 1939. California's auto regulator said Friday it is investigating recent concerning incidents involving autonomous vehicles operated by General Motors unit Cruise in San Francisco and asked the company to take half of its robo-taxis off the roads. Now, while they're rolling that back, San Francisco also launched an autonomous bus service.
The role of the attendant is to be there to monitor and take over if needed. For example, if there's an unusual event that takes place and they have to maneuver around a construction vehicle, which we experienced today.
That's Tilly Chang. She's executive director of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority. The free shuttle will run on a fixed route. It's all electric. San Francisco is one of a growing number of cities around the world testing the safety and potential of self-driving vehicles. The United States Homeland Security Department announced Friday it is extending its temporary protected status for Ukrainian and Sudanese nationals through the spring of 2025 because of the humanitarian crises in their war-torn countries. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Homeland Security also announced measures that would allow more Ukrainian and Sudanese nationals currently in the U.S. to apply for the status, including students from these countries who are studying in the U.S. so they can maintain their student status, even if they take fewer courses to work more. In a statement, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Russia's ongoing military invasion of Ukraine and the resulting humanitarian crisis requires the U.S. continue to offer safety and protection to Ukrainians who may not be able to return to their country. The department said the extension from October 20th of this year through April 19th of 2025 will benefit about 26,000 current Ukrainian nationals with temporary protected status, and it makes an estimated 167,000 additional applicants eligible. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
In Los Angeles, a California appeals court on Friday revived lawsuits from two men who allege Michael Jackson sexually abused them for years when they were boys. The three-judge panel found the lawsuit should not have been dismissed by a lower court, and that the men can validly claim that two Jackson-owned corporations that were named as defendants had a responsibility to protect them. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman.